I remember many, many years ago when we used to go down a couple of times a year and pray at Emmanuel Church, a big evangelical church downtown. Mostly African Americans, very exuberant, good people. And one day we were down there, and after the prayer time together, we were socializing. And this woman came up to me, we were chatting, and she said, "You know, for a long time I watched some of these people there. You know, they would just say they found the Lord, but their life didn't really change a lot. You know, I didn't see a lot of, I wasn't, you know, impressed by it." That's what it means to change the Lord. To change, you know, to find the Lord. So I said to the Lord, "If you're going to change me real good." And I think that's what happened to her. If you're going to change me, don't leave me like, you know, change me real good. Well, you see, that's the point of this parable. Now you'll notice there's a few things that are challenging here, a lot, really. First, you see, the parable starts off, the sower went out to sow the seed, and some fell here and some fell there. And so now you expect you're going to find out about the seeds. Well, you see, between here, the parable and the explanation, we had a whole theology of parables. That was yesterday, if you remember. And in there, our Lord said something very interesting. He said, you know, for the one who has, more will be given. And to the one who, you know, has, even with the little he has, will be taken away. That's an interesting. I think the Lord is applying that here now to the disciples who have. They have a little, but they have. Now more is going to be given. They're going to be given an explanation of the parable. But notice how it changes. First, our Lord doesn't say, "Now, listen, this is the explanation," like a good teacher in school. He says, "Hear the parable. I thought we heard it." No, no. Now, hear it. Interesting, isn't it? Hear it. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word. Now the seed, you see, is the one who hears the word. It's like now the seed is God sowing human beings throughout the whole world. They're different kinds. And they respond differently. Huh? So this seed hears the word of the kingdom, but without understanding it. Oh, you see how powerful this is in Matthew? Understand. The word understand, the word that Matthew's using here means like get an insight. I was praying about this morning. And just last night, somebody called me from New Jersey, somebody who is familiar with this whole direction for our times movement, you know. She's been deeply touched by it. And she told me about a friend who lives in, I think, Pennsylvania, and how this friend's life in the last month or so has been changed. See, it's like it's a baptism in the Spirit, you see, alive, understands it, comes alive, gets it. You see? Doesn't understand it. That was very nice. That was a very interesting parable. I'm really, you know. What happens then? The evil one comes and steals it. Not even there anymore. It's just on the surface of the soul. Never gets taken in. Now the seed sown on rocky ground is the one, you see? Now the people are the seed. It's the one who hears the word, receives it at once with joy, but he has no root, and lasts only a time. doesn't work at it. Doesn't let it come in. So, tribulation or persecution come because of the Word. You see, the Word comes. Why does it come? Because of the Word. The message of salvation. Folks, you know, this world isn't about money and sex and pleasure. It isn't about vengeance and hatred. It's about God and His plan for us to bring us to live with Him in His own life forever. That's the Word. Well, how do I get there? Well, you understand, surely, you know, that's a very good question, because you look and you say, look at the mess, my God, and I'm in it. I mean, how do I get out of this? I'm stuck on drugs or alcohol or sex, or I'm eaten up with anger. There's bombs dropping all over the place. How? This sounds preposterous. See the role of the church? No, my friend, it's not preposterous. Just look. Just look. You see these groups of people who love each other and are not crazy about money. And look, it's possible. You see? You see? That's the role. The church is the Word being preached. Saint so-and-so and Saint so-and-so, thank God we got them. It's the church preaching the Word. The body of Christ. And so, you see how important that is, huh? I remember somebody, that I was at a prayer meeting somewhere. I heard about this. I wasn't there. This was a person who was paralyzed from the neck down. And they were there at the prayer meeting, and they said, bring me up to the front. And they were up at the front, and they had a microphone, and he said, you see me? I'm the church. What I'm living in my body is what's wrong with the church. We're paralyzed. Why are we paralyzed? Hear the Word of God and don't understand it. Hear the Word, real happy, but don't let it get deep. So when it gets tough, oh, let's do something else. Or let's not do something else, but let's just kind of conform, go along, but don't go deeper. Then, seed among thorns is the one who hears the Word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. Why is the church in the United States in such bad shape? Worldly anxiety and the lure of riches. That's us, folks. You see? And it bears no fruit. How are we going to give the world? You see, we are, as church, we are the living Word of God. Woo! Hey, we are. Christ dwells in us. You see, that's to see and understand. Ah, yes, there is hope. Look, look. You know, there's a woman, she lives in Virginia now. She's a North Korean. She was part of the Communist Party as a young woman, leader, way up there. But one of her bosses didn't like her. I forgot now why. And she was called into the big boss's office. She never got there. She got to the door. The police just took her, put her in a car, took her to the train, prison train, off to a labor camp. No trial, no nothing. Working there, you know, in not having food, not having sleep, not having. And she's a communist, you know. Now, along with her were a lot of Christians. And see, you're not in that camp. In fact, in Northern Korea, you're not allowed to use the word God. You can say heaven, but you can't say God. And so these people every day would be beaten, and their working conditions were unbelievable. And they were dying, of course, every day. They would be beaten. Renounce heaven. They wouldn't. And this woman kept saying, what is there about heaven? This, you know, what are they talking about? But she was fascinated by them. They put up with all this pain. They don't hate. And they're willing to die rather than renounce it. Well, she got out, went down south, and there she said, oh, I got it. So she's a very profound, deep Christian woman. Church. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one. Now you see, it's the seed. These are the people who hears the word of God, and what's going to be the next word? Understands it. Who bears fruit and yields 100, 60, 30-fold. Now do you see? Yeah, we have to understand, but you know what that means? Huh? We have to help each other understand. See, we have to help each other be who God wants us to be. And in that, we preach the gospel. And I used to work for years, I used to work with the hippie kids in the 60s. Work with about 3,000 a year, these kids. They had some very interesting phrases. One of them was, you know, man, I can't hear what you're saying because who you are is talking too loud. That was one of them. I really liked that one. You know? This guy came in, a big, tall kid came into my place where I was. Big, deep voice. He said, I hear that you live alone and you pray. I said, yeah. He said, tell me. He's about 17, this kid. What have you learned? What a great question. I said, you know what I've learned? It's damn hard to be real. He said, thank you very much. But that's... people are looking. Now, underlying this whole text is this call. What kind of seed do I want to be? This isn't automatic. You land here, you do this, you land there. That's the parable, that's the image, that's the story. But in reality, because you see, they hear it, they fall away. They don't take it in. It gets stolen. It gets choked out. What kind of seed do I want to be? That's what the Lord is asking us.